We're joined now by Knoxville volleyball coach Molly Kaitchis on Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner, an interview powered by Hy-Vee on KNIA Kerviless, wrapping up the 2025 season. Molly, good to talk to you. I can't believe the season's over already.
I know. This year went so fast. I feel like it was just August.
Just August. We're in October now, but you know, as we look back, the big overview of the season, quite a season. 28 wins, most since I think 1992. Conference champions, and would have liked to have gone further in postseason, but you know, only 8 teams per class can make it in. And I guess just your thoughts on the season overall from start to finish.
Yeah, I think it was a great year. 28 wins is nothing to sneeze about, and this group improved more than any group I've had from day one to the last game of the season. I just think we got better and better every week, and they were just really, really fun to coach.
Let's talk about some highlights this year. Obviously, winning the conference championship was a highlight, and a few other things along the way. What were some things that come to mind for you that stick out this team?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of highlights. I mean, we started out 3-0 on that the quad that we play in every year to start the season. That's always a goal to go 3-0 there. So we started off on a really good note. We didn't just win the conference; we swept. We didn't drop a set. I was joking with someone too that I didn't even call a timeout during the conference games. Maybe could have a couple of times, but I was just kind of testing limits there. But yeah, I think, I had a quality win against Ames and Urbandale, a couple 5A teams, competed really well in some really tough tournaments, won the Newton tournament. Winning a tournament is always a goal of the kids. So, there was a whole lot that was just, really positive, really good stuff out of this crew.
I thought, you mentioned you bring up the not calling timeouts, and there is a couple games that come to mind okay, you want to call a timeout or not, and you didn't. But these girls figured out a way out of trouble a lot of times, which I thought was one of their better traits.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I just loved the way they handled adversity all year, and they had some adversity with some health things off the court as well, and they just stayed calm and they didn't panic and just kept doing their thing and dug themselves out of some holes here and there, especially in a couple conference matches. And yeah, they were just really good at staying composed and just playing Panther volleyball.
One of the bigger games of the year was the game at Eddyville. Seems like it always is. And you sweep them in close sets, all three. Did that kind of spark something in this team? Like, oh, hey, we are pretty good, even though Eddyville down a little bit from graduating the Schaefer twins.
Yeah, I mean, the last 4 years having the Schaefer twins there, Eddyville was always something else. But that win at Eddyville was a really good one, especially, their low ceilings. We actually played Eddyville again in the Newton tournament, and the girls were excited, to get to play them again with a normal height ceiling, and they felt really good about taking care of business in that one. So, that's always a really good win to go to Eddyville. And, even though without the Schaefer twins, they had a good handful of kids on their team that played at the state tournament the last several years. So, that was a great win. Davis County, we took care of them right away too. That kind of set the tone for the conference because, Davis County is a quality conference team. So to start the conference game out by sweeping them pretty convincingly, gave us a lot of confidence into the conference season.
I thought too that at times, when the girls were rolling, it's just that they were just having a lot of fun out there. And you mentioned that late in the season, that when they're having fun, this is probably the best that they can be playing.
Yes. I try to, remind them throughout the season, this is a game. This is fun. This is supposed to be fun. Have fun. Because, there are definitely moments where it gets a little tense or serious or, it maybe seems bigger than what it really is. I mean, at the end of the day, we're playing a really awesome sport and, with your friends for your community and school. So enjoy it and soak it in. But man, when they would play fun, not only were they really fun for all of us to to watch, but they just played really well. I mean, when they were relaxed and loose and having fun, it was just really good volleyball.
A couple of players that come to mind who, you know, I don't know that anyone knew what they could do. Number one, Mariah Rehbarger. What an addition up front. And I think she might have been a little bit intimidating presence in some of those teams. And they saw her up there. And then when they saw that she could, you know, slam a ball right back in their face, it's like, oh, she can play volleyball too.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, she was kind of our spark plug that would really get the dancing going for sure. But, you know, what a big, big improvement from freshman to sophomore year for that kid. And, you know, she just brought so much energy to our team and just added another weapon. I mean, our middles were so good this whole season. And yeah, I just can't wait. You know, if we get that kind of growth out of Mariah every season, you know, watch out by the time she's a senior.
Also, Addie Williams, a new ish position for her. Probably didn't know she was going to do that until maybe a week or so before season.
Yeah, you know, we really spent most of the summer planning on Abby playing that outside hitter position and actually into our scrimmages. So in the preseason, 2 weeks, you know, before games start. And then we actually were scrimmaging Pella, and I was like, you know what, we need to throw Abby back at libero. And when we did, it just went smoother. I mean, just things were in better control. We just had a little bit more organization, I guess, and threw Addie out in that outside hitter spot, and she did great. Like, you know, she was like, I don't want to hit. And it's like, well, you're going to, because first of all, you're not like 4 foot nothing anymore. You grew, hit a huge growth spurt, and, you know, and she's an athletic kid, and I'm just super proud of her, you know, on essentially limited reps at that position, coming in and excelling like she did. You know, I'm so excited to see what the next 2 years has in store for her. And she really, as the season went on, you know, became a shot maker. And, you know, if she keeps developing that, like, I think she's going to be, you know, unstoppable. And to have her on the court for six rotations is, you know, super helpful.
Well, you have Addie Williams, you had Mariah Rehbarger, you had Ayla Williams there at times, and then you had Jordan Counts, who every once in a while she got a hold of one, and it, you knew it wasn't going to come back. And you know, just her, you know, being up there as well, and that leadership up front was really key.
Yeah, absolutely. Jordan was such a great leader this year, and I'm so excited, you know, that she had a great senior season. And yeah, she also like just got better and better every year. And, you know, she was one of those kids, like, you know, since seventh grade, I've been trying her in different positions, you know, seeing what would work best, what would fit for her. And, you know, last year we had a need at outside, and she was like, yeah, I'll try it. And, you know, she did in a scrimmage, and we just never looked back. Like, she did a really, really nice job. So yeah, to have four hitters over 150 kills, I think maybe even over 160 kills, all, you know, four of them, you know, says a lot just about the balance of the team. And, you know, I think volleyball is just the best, most ultimate team sport. You know, basketball, you can have a stud and kind of run everything through them. But in volleyball, like, you know, there's three contacts, and, you know, you don't have one kid that can contact it all three times. So I just thought that, you know, that balance just showed what a great team this was. So from passing to setting to hitting, like, they all just embraced their role and did it really well.
You can't have a hitting without a good setter. And boy, Addie Duncan last couple of years has just been an amazing setter for this team.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, she, just is super fun to coach. I think, you know, this year too, she's really, really kind of understanding more all the time. You know, the decision-making that goes in, into the position, and, so excited for her senior year. I think we've got the 2000 assist, mark in reach for sure for her. So that'll be a fun thing, you know, to chase and go after next season.
Again, we're talking to Molly Kaichus, Knoxville volleyball coach on KNIA Kevilles. You did have three seniors that you have to say goodbye to. Jordan Counts, one of them. But then there was two that just sadly just couldn't get on the court consistently because of injury. Callie Landis and Aislinn Prevost. But their presence meant, I'm sure, a lot to everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, yeah, we talked about Jordan, so proud of her. And then Aislinn and Callie, like, I couldn't be more heartbroken for them. Like, they were set up and ready for to have a great year, and, you know, had big plans for them in the lineup and how we were going to utilize their skills the best. And then they just got sidelined real early with some injuries. And that was just a real bummer for them, because, you know, you play all those years and you really look forward to, especially your senior season. And for them not being able to go just makes me really, really sad for them. But I was so proud of them. They still showed up, still encouraged teammates, you know, just did as much as they could at practice. Sometimes I had to, you know, pull the reins on them a little bit and be like, girls, I don't think we're ready for that yet. Like, no, you're not supposed to be doing this yet. But that, you know, just testament to them that they just really wanted to get back as soon as they could. And yeah, and we're going to miss all three of those girls. They were just, you know, I told them, I feel like you've been in the program for years. Like, it just seems like yesterday they were freshmen. And but, you know, all three of them, great people, and I'm excited to see what awesome things they go out and do.
What, as far as we, you know, looking forward to next year already, I mean, Jordan, the only one of the seniors that contributed a lot this year. Boy, everybody else comes back. This could be shaping up to be a pretty special season next year.
Yeah, I already kind of feel the high expectations for this crew. You know, and I think they do too, in a real positive way. I mean, I think they are excited already to get after it and get to work and, you know, chase down some big things next year. But yeah, we'll just see if their coach is worth a hoot and can, you know, make the right adjustments and, you know, find the best fit there to, you know, kind of fill in Jordan's shoes, and we'll see, you know, what we can do. But I think they're really excited for August to come back around.
Well, you know, the coaches are worth a hoot. Maybe Coach DeVore, and maybe he needs a little work. But Molly, again, thanks a lot. This has been one of the more fun programs to cover, because it just seems like not only is it a program that has had success, but it's been a program that, you know, makes it about family too. It's, you're one big happy family. Just seems like.
Yeah, that's, I mean, certainly a goal that we're striving for all the time. And to have a season like this and see the kids just really enjoy each other and really enjoy playing volleyball. And, you know, we spend a lot of time with each other. So when they enjoy it, that makes it way better. And that's why it feels like it went so fast, you know. And a big shout out to the parents. We had a great parent group this year that, you know, also really took care of the kids at tournaments, feeding them and, you know, real supportive of everybody's kids, and that also makes it a joy. So, you know, overall, it was just a really great, fun year, and just can't wait for the next one.
Well, thanks a lot for the time this year, and we'll look forward to next August.
Yeah, hopefully it'll be here before we know it.
Yeah. All right, that's Molly Keiches, Knoxville volleyball coach. More after this on KNIA Care of Alaska.